When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me, telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet, so what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
The kettle's boiled, Vic.
Great. Perfect timing. Just a dash of milk for me, please, mate.
Here you go. Shall we get started then?
Have you ever woken up on a Sunday morning and said, I'm never drinking again, and then found yourself waving 50 bucks at a barman by happy hour?
Are you wondering why everyone else can stop at one, while you head to a dodgy after party with a weird bloke called Disco Dave? If so, it might be time to take a deeper look at your relationship with your reliable social crutch, alcohol.
On each episode, we'll investigate our own dysfunctional dealings with booze and find out if it's possible to stop this deeply ingrained habit before things get too messy.
Yep, we're going to open up a shame shed of humiliating drinking stories to help you understand why waking up from a booze coma each weekend with a kebab sticking out of your top pocket might actually be negatively impacting your health.
Hamish and I are here to delve into what it's like being sober, an unwanted warts and all look into why giving up those cheeky pints or putting down those mummy wines will make you feel happier, help your anxiety and mental health, and turn you into the most sparkly, authentic version of you.
Won't that mean I become boring, though, Vic?
Well, Hamish, we'll just have to wait and see. I'm Victoria Vanstone.
I'm Hamish Adams-Cairns.
And this is Sober Awkward.
If you feel you need a drink to get dinner ready for yourself and the kids or whoever it is, or you need it to do a bit more work on your computer at night, or you need it to do the ironing, then you probably have got a problem. So if you have a feeling of need for alcohol, there's red flags flying there. And also have a think about what you're doing around the house. If you are vacuuming with a glass of red in one hand,
yeah,
or bathing the kids with a vodka and tonic next to you, then that isn't right. Think of the things that you're doing around the house. You know, these are things that you should be doing that stop you drinking, because you don't need to drink while you're doing them. I mean, I used to drink while I was doing pretty much everything at home.
Yeah.
Everything. And it's not a good look. When I was quite a while ago, I think when I still lived in the UK and my kids were very young, I think I mentioned before, I used to make all of their baby food. But in order to do that, I mean, the things that I would drink and take to stay up late enough at night,
Terrible, to be able to do it,
to give my kids something healthy to eat, all homemade, you know,
kidding ourselves. It's like a trick, brain trick.
Cutting up all the little things the right size.
Look what a good mum I am.
Yes.
And take another sleeping pill.
Yeah. Or whatever it was, you know, and I won't mention it, but, you know, I shouldn't have been doing it while I was making food for the kids. So just have a think about some of the things you were perhaps doing last night around the house while you were drinking. Should you have been drinking while you were doing them? Or is that a sign that there's a red flag flying there?
Yeah.
If you're drinking to feel normal, so if you are waking up, you feel shit and you're kind of looking at your watch all day thinking, when can I have another drink? Because I know when I have that drink, I'm going to feel better. And actually what that is doing is just bringing you up to a level of normality. Another sign that you are drinking too much at home is that you're on first name terms with the alcohol delivery person, possibly trying to sleep with them.
Definitely would have done that.
Yeah. You're making calls, sending messages to people, and you don't remember till you look at your phone the next morning. We talked about that.
Oh, yes.
Already.
And watching Downton Abbey, remember?
Oh, yes.
You watched Downton Abbey a few times without remembering it, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, a number of Netflix shows. Yeah. Even now, I come across Netflix series that I have watched, but I don't remember any of it. So I'll watch it again.
Yeah.
Only the other day I was watching one and I'm like, little bits of it come back to me. I know I've watched it, but I can't remember it. I can only remember probably about 5% of it.
That's a sign. But the problem is, I know we're talking about these things, like these signs as to why we're drinking too much, but because alcohol is normalised, I would probably go to someone, ha ha, wasn't it funny last night? I watched an episode of Downton Abbey and I couldn't remember a bloody thing about it. Ha ha ha. So I would make my behaviour into a joke and laugh it off. Whereas in fact, that's not funny. The fact that I've blacked out at home on my own watching a TV show. But we all laugh about these things.
Do.
Like it's totally normal. Like we do it all the time and everybody does it all the time. So therefore we're making it okay. Whereas in fact, that's not okay.
And what a bloody waste of time. It takes ages to work your way through Netflix at that rate.
Yeah. And to miss Downton Abbey seems a bit sad because it's bloody brilliant.
Well, you know that Downton Abbey is a trigger for me. I couldn't.
Yeah, I know it is.
I can't watch the movie. I still can't watch it.
I'm going to come in a sort of Edwardian dress next week just to trigger you.
Oh, and I loved it so much. God, they drank a lot on it.
I did.
And this is the problem as well. It's normalised in our homes through our TV screens.
Yes,
because
it's
beaming
in.
You watch has got alcohol in it. It is uncanny. And a lot of things on Netflix now and Stan or whatever you watch are actually themed around alcohol. Like you were just talking about that show earlier where it was someone who had this alcohol addiction. A lot of the problems of people you watch on these shows come back to alcohol.
Every time. Yeah. I'm like, gosh, how many alcoholics in this show? It's like you can count them. It's like the tit count you used to have on Sunday Sport.
Yes,
it's changed. There Nipple
are so,
count.
There are so many.
I'll just explain to the Australian listeners. There used to be a newspaper in England called it was the Sunday Sport, wasn't it? Where on the front page, not only did you have the date, you also had the nipple count, which was the amount of women's nipples that appeared in that paper that day.
We are a classy
nation. So we have now the booze count, which when I'm watching TV at night, I count how many people are drinking and how many people have a problem, because it always stems back to alcohol. Any trauma or anything on any TV show, it always seems to be, especially a detective show.
It really is.
It's always the detective has a booze problem.
Yeah
so we have the booze count, not the nipple count.
And if you are trying to talk yourself into it being okay to drink at home, and then you turn on the TV and there's somebody, a detective or somebody really high up in a show having a drink
who you love
and respect, and you've got a bottle of wine or some beers or a bottle of vodka in the cupboard, and you're thinking, I'm not going to have one. You turn on the TV and there's someone having one when they come home from work. It normalises it and you think, well, why don't I? I'm not doing anything wrong. It really doesn't help us not to drink at home.
It's amazing how you can change your own mind like that. It's like that.
Oh, it's so easy.
Neuroplasticity. And we talked about it before. Yes. Like, you can go, I don't really want to drink. Oh, but they're doing it. Go on then.
Yeah. Find excuses.
That's simple.
So easy to find those excuses.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So Vic, do you think you might have ADHD?
Well, listeners keep emailing me telling me that they think I do, so probably.
Mind you, listeners also email us saying we talk too much about your mum's feet. So what do they know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly had no idea about the connection between overdrinking and ADHD until we started this podcast.
About 40% of people that have had any sort of drinking issues also apparently have ADHD.
Whenever we chat to ex-drinkers, this comes up more than you'd believe. If you have ADHD or suspect you might, or just want to learn about this link, then we would encourage you to check out the I Have ADHD podcast.
It's the place where adults with ADHD find research-based information, validation, and tons of support.
This is the best way to feel less alone and hear some of the answers to the questions you've been sitting with for too long. You'll hear detailed descriptions of what it means to have ADHD and enjoy interviews with the foremost experts in the industry so that you don't have to read those ADHD books that are collecting dust on your shelf.
Yeah. Listen to the I Have ADHD podcast and learn how ADHD affects every aspect of your life, from the boardroom to the bedroom.
In the podcast, you'll also hear about their ADHD coaching program, which is called Focused. Focused is made up of three pillars: courses, coaching, and community. It is designed to help you build your own self-improvement program and is perfect for the ADHD brain.
And you can get $50 off the course just by using the code SOBER, S-O-B-E-R. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and don't know where to start, listen to the I Have ADHD podcast.
Another red flag is that your family around you, who you live with, are commenting or possibly even begging you to stop drinking.
Yeah.
Kids as well. Sometimes kids say, look, mum, you've had enough. Don't have any more. That is a massive red flag. You know, listen to those people. They are the ones that care for you. Mm-hmm. And the other one I put down here was that you associate home with drink.
So that's a shame, that one, I would say. Yeah, sad, that one.
Yeah, because it used to be you'd go out to a bar and those are the places you'd associate with drink. Home shouldn't be associated with alcohol and getting yourself off your head and pouring something into your body that's actually going to make you feel depressed and down.
It should be about roast dinners and love and all the wonderful things in life being in your home. It should be your place of safety and kindness and respect and all of those things that the word home means. But when you're drinking at home, it becomes a toxic environment.
It becomes a dangerous place.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, I was never really a home drinker, which is, again, why my drinking probably went on so long, because I did that pointy finger thing and thought, well, they're the real problem drinkers. So I did put it out to the community, this one, to find out what their response was and what their red flags are and what their reasons are for being stay-at-home drinkers. I had so many responses to this one, because a lot of the people, their drinking had changed. It had gone, as we all do, we start going out as a teenager and we're out drinking. And then it changes. For some reason, for whatever reason, it changes and you end up being at home, which does make it feel a bit more sinister. One lady said she drank at home because she felt like it was the only thing she had control over. It reminds me of people who suffer from anorexia. It's like food. It's the only thing they have control over, whether it's due to trauma or whatever. And they feel like that's the one thing that's theirs, like they own it. It's almost like Gollum's precious ring, isn't it? This is mine and my thing. So therefore, I control it and I can keep it to myself like a secret. It's really addictive, that.
And there is no control.
There is no control.
We
haven't. This is mine, my precious booze.
Yeah.
And the lady who wrote to me was actually in a violent relationship and she was using alcohol to numb it out, but also like to take control of her situation. She was actually emailed to say that she was 90 days sober now and listens to the podcast.
Brilliant.
So thank you to her. There were 20 responses about becoming mums, how they'd gone from being out to being at home, exactly what we talked about. The isolation, the stress, your temper building, new emotions, kids being in bed was a reward, and you get tired of the four walls that surround you. You just get bored. And the other thing was adult time that came up there. I say it in inverted commas again. It was, oh, well, let's go and have our adult time, which basically means let's go and get pissed together now the kids are in bed. That is a very common theme that ran through. This was people saying, right, it's just me and my husband's time to relax and to watch TV and have a glass of wine, which would turn into a bottle or two or three. A habit that people had that was getting out of control. The other one is people are being scared of going out and getting injured, which is what we talked about. One lady said she still tripped over the cat at home, so it didn't really make any difference. Yeah. She still woke up with bruises.
Well, that's it. We don't go out because we don't want to injure ourselves or get into trouble, but we can do it at home just as easily.
Yeah, her cat was her wake-up call, she said. One guy said he drank purely because he was lonely. He had red flags, which were four bottles of empty wine bottles on the side in the kitchen when he woke up. But loneliness is a huge thread amongst the people who drink at home, I think, don't you?
I think it is, yeah, definitely. And alcohol is like a friend. It is like having another person in the room.
Yeah, you can have a little party in your head, can't you? I remember, you know, sitting at home, you'd be bored and then have a couple of glasses of wine and feel like, oh, well, I'm having quite a nice time now.
Yeah, you feel like you're not alone when you're drinking, which is, it's all an illusion.
It is an illusion. And also something that comes with sobriety is the feeling of, like, if I'm ever, I don't feel lonely anymore because I trust myself and I'm happy with my own company. Whereas, in fact, loneliness might mean you're kind of maybe a bit codependent and you need somebody else to make you happy. Whereas, in fact, when you get sober, you realise you don't need other people to make you happy. And that's a really good reason to not drink, actually.
And I think that sort of goes back to me lighting the candle. You know, I felt that if I was drinking, then I felt like I had company and I didn't feel lonely and it was worth making an effort around the home. And then when I stopped drinking, it took me a while. I did feel quite lonely. You feel empty when you stop drinking. You feel like there's no point really doing anything because I don't feel great. But if you continue into sobriety, you start to light yourself more and you think, actually, this me being in on my own is fine. I'm really happy with my own company.
Yep.
I don't need a bottle of wine. I am going to light the damn candle tonight.
And funnily enough, Lucy, we say that about loneliness and boredom. Those are words that come up a lot related to sobriety. But nowadays, I never feel bored. Because I just, if I'm bored, I'm just relaxing and being at peace. Yeah. And I never, ever feel lonely. Because
you reframe boredom, don't you?
Yeah, and loneliness. Because, like, what is, you know, you've got to learn to be at one with yourself on this path, I think.
Well, and also, if you do feel lonely, it's so easy to band-aid over it with some alcohol in the evening at home on your own, rather than recognising why am I lonely and what can I actually do about this? What's a healthy thing I can do to help this problem long-term, which might mean that you have to go and join some groups, do some online dating,
catch up
with old friends.
Yeah.
But you're not doing any of that while you're sitting at home on your own drinking.
And all you're doing is drowning your sorrows, I guess, where that phrase comes from. Like, you're drowning out your sorrows, which is never, ever going to help anyone or anything. If you're questioning your relationship with booze, you're struggling to moderate, or your hangovers are causing anxiety, it might be time to reach out for some support.
Yeah, just talk to a mate about how you're feeling, contact a local doctor, find an AA or sobriety group. Vic's got one.
Yeah, just head to www.cuppa.community.
Remember, if you're questioning yourself, it might be time to seek support.
Even though this journey can be awkward, it is definitely worth it. And if you've enjoyed the Sober Awkward podcast, don't forget to review it, rate it, and share it with your mates.
They have to share it with their mates?
Yeah, of course they do. I'm not doing this for nothing, Hamish. Bloody hell.
How do they share it?
I don't know, just write it on the...
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, as you probably know, my comedy memoir, A Thousand Wasted Sundays, is officially out. All my magnificent fuckuppery in one awkward hit. If you'd like to get your hands on a copy, it's now available from all good bookstores.
We always say all good bookstores, don't we? Yeah. Are there bad bookstores?
I don't know. It's probably ones with moody sellers.
Oh, yeah, really depressed librarian folks.
Yes, okay, yes, good, yeah. Good. So there are probably some, but we're only storing it in the good ones.
It's only made it into the goodies.
You can also get it from all good online retailers. The print version and ebook are out now, and the audiobook will be available in March. I've been writing my memoir for 5 years. It will make you laugh, cry and cringe, and hopefully inspire a few people to reconsider their relationship with booze. If you love the podcast, then I think you'll love the book, even if I do say so myself. Hamish has read it. What did you think?
I feel like I know a little bit too much about you now, to be honest, Vic. Look, I really loved it. It was hilarious and surprisingly moving, but I feel like I've seen you naked in a literary sense.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From an emotional point of view, seriously, it wobbled my teeny weeny wooden heart, Vic.
Okay.
My teeny little wooden heart.
Well, his teeny little, his wooden heart is broken. Anyway, so if you do manage to get your filthy mitts on a copy, please do me a favour and head to goodreads.com and give me a review. Doing that will help me get it out there to those that need a bit of sober support. So there you have it. My story, unwanted warts and all. Come and get awkward with me.
Not to be too demanding or anything, but seriously, go and buy it now.
Yeah, go and buy it. Go and buy it right now.
Yeah, don't just tell your friends. Buy it and then buy your friends one or two.
Yeah, yeah, don't give them a copy. Yeah. Buy it, yeah.
And you know what? Don't be careful where you store it. If you lose it, you can always buy another five.
Yeah, buy another one.
Yeah.